Welcome. It's Tom Cassidy here. We're talking with Charles Cassidy about evidence-based wisdom, which is basically something that he's been into for a little while. Charlie, tell us a little bit about evidence-based wisdom and what we're doing here.
So thanks, Tom. I run a website called Evidence-Based Wisdom.
Excellent.
And the purpose of the site is to translate academic research papers into helpful and understandable information about this emerging new field of wisdom research.
Okay, so emerging new field, what does that mean exactly?
Right, so since the sort of 1970s, wisdom, prior to that, wisdom was something that some psychologists, sociologists tended to deem as beyond their remit.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of around that period, people perhaps got a little bolder and said, we think we can get a bit of a handle on this. So since the 1970s, there's been, when you look at sort of, you know, do searches on PubMed, etc., there's been a sevenfold increase in the amount of wisdom related research. So it's a really exploding field. And for me, it was something that wasn't really getting the profile that I thought it deserved, considering how important this kind of stuff is. So I thought it'd be really helpful to set up a platform where I could, go through all this information, find out what could be useful for people, and translate it into things that made sense to the average public. So that's where I'm coming from with the site.
Right. So you're going to do the donkey work. You're going to go and trawl through all the research of things that are coming out of this field and say, well, here's a few starting points for people to maybe have a go at or explore in more detail. So you're kind of curating things a little bit, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not doing research myself. I'm
right.
looking at, research that has been conducted in, well-established research institutes across Europe and America.
Right.
So I'm not a researcher. I'm a translator. But it seems incredibly important to me. So I thought we'd start this afternoon. The plan is to be doing what we've called a screencast series. So looking at sort of a few of the big themes and ideas that are coming out of the research. So we'll be looking at things like the myth of the aged sage. Is that something that's borne out by the evidence? Do people get wiser as they get older?
Okay.
Six components of wisdom. So sort of literature reviews have shown that there are, despite there being lots of definitions, there are certain themes that keep coming back.
Okay.
So we'll be looking at that. There's three particular wisdom frameworks that have really sort of stormed out into the lead. So we'll be looking at those kind of priority ones that have really kind of been established over the last sort of 30 years. We'll also be looking at a few things which have actually been shown to work to increase people's wisdom levels in their decision making over a short term basis.
Okay.
There's going to be some other things, a little bit more broader perspective, like the wisdom, the wise personality. What personality traits have been shown to decisions and wise behavior? And then the last few things that I want to look at is wisdom and culture. How much does our idea of wisdom depend on, growing up in the East versus the West?
Right. Okay.
Then perhaps look at some neuroscience of wisdom, so the neurological basis for wise behavior. One that I'm really quite interested in as well is wisdom and humor, which is a surprising research finding that has emerged, as I think you'll probably agree. And then the big one really that we'll end on is wisdom and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that's going to make us happier?
Yeah, which is probably, the only reason for doing it in a way, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah,
exactly. So that's what your plan is. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into each of these topics in these screencasts. That's fantastic. Well, thanks for that, Charlie. Let's get cracking then, shall we?
Yeah. And this afternoon, we will only be able to give a bit of a flavour. So if you want to go a little bit deeper, go to evidencebasedwisdom.com. There's more in-depth analysis there. There's interviews with pioneers in this field. And more importantly, there's the raw research papers are there. So, if you don't want to listen to me, you can actually go and read the papers yourself.
Yeah.
So it's all there.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. You're kind of like a DJ for wisdom then, are you? Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Brilliant stuff. Great. Let's get going.